You're listening to Radio EcoShock every Friday at 1 o'clock on CFRO 102.7 FM, Co-op Radio in Vancouver.
I'm not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive.
Crown Counsel bringing forth a suggestion that the court look at locking me away forever on accumulated sentences that I have had.
This is Alex Smith. We all know governments and big corporations make big mistakes. They blow up oil wells, reactors, banking systems, and whole cities, and nobody goes to jail. Nobody. But if you protest the destruction of Earth's environment, watch out. The full force of the law comes down. I've heard of harassment and dirty deals against the Greens, but I've never heard anything so disgusting as I heard today. A grandmother in her late 70s is being threatened with a life sentence. She was not charged with a criminal offense. Her protest was nonviolent. She stood on public land with a First Nations companion in front of a construction bulldozer. Now, without any jury trial and without a lawyer, Betty Croswick will make her appeal in Vancouver, Canada. The government prosecutor is calling for a life sentence, comparing Betty's protests to cases of repeated rapes of children. In Canada, a rapist might get 5 years or less. Murder has been punished with 7 years or less. But environmental protests, throw away the key! Here is Betty speaking to a supportive crowd outside the courthouse.
Of the people's liberty by this Campbell government, that it's an accumulation that is becoming, dare I say it, gross. And that we have to be alerted that we can't just continue allowing piece by piece by piece of our liberties and our right to life and our right to protest to be chipped away. So I'm here to appeal my sentence, and that's what will be happening this morning, and this will be in the face of the Crown Counsel bringing forth a suggestion that the court look at locking me away forever on accumulated sentences that I have had. But I also want to take this opportunity just briefly to remember Harriet Nahaney, who stood with me at Eagle Ridge Bluffs and who died a few days after she was released from prison. I want to remember a lot of things. I want to remember all of the protests that we have done in the past to try to preserve the environment, to try to preserve the right to protest. And this is what is happening here today, is that the Crown Counsel, through the Attorney General's office, is saying that we no longer have a right to protest. If you protest and if you keep protesting, we will lock you away forever. And we will use a process called the summary process that it will ensure that you won't have a jury trial. I could be locked away forever. And according to what the Attorney General is suggesting this morning through their case law, without ever having a jury trial, without ever having access to the criminal code in order to defend myself, they don't have to prove anything when they bring you to court on a summary code. All they have to say is you were there, you're guilty, you're going to jail. This is unfair, and I've come to the conclusion it is illegal. They simply cannot do this to the citizens of British Columbia.
Here's a clip from the famous civil rights lawyer Cameron Ward, who was not allowed to defend Betty for this appeal.
Protesting against the environmental degradation caused by clear-cut logging and industrial practices, or whether it's the cause of promoting the rights of Aboriginal women and advocating for better lives for them, she has, as I say, really been in the forefront and has put everything on the line to get her message out. I just want to say a few words about the process that finds us and Betty here today. Betty, of course, as you know, was convicted and sentenced to a term of 10 years in jail. She was given no credit for time served awaiting her trial. She was given no period of remission, as most offenders are. She had to serve the entire 10 months in jail. And it's important to realize that she was not prosecuted under the Criminal Code of Canada. She was not charged with breaking any law. Rather, the process that led to her arrest and conviction arose from the Fairly Benign Act. She and Harriet Nahani sat or stood on a piece of public land in symbolic opposition to the construction crews that were about to lay waste to it. And that benign act, which wasn't prosecuted as a breach of the law, happened to be disobeying what a judge had earlier told her and others not to do. And because she didn't do as she was told, the courts came down on her and came down on her very hard indeed. She ended up serving more time in jail than people who actually hurt others in the commission of serious crimes often spend in jail. And this process, I've got to be careful about what I say about it, but this process is in fact, in my view, an abuse of the court system. It is and has been described by a judge of the BC Supreme Court. A courageous judge of the BC Supreme Court, the Honorable Mr. Justice Mark McEwen, described the process that Betty faced here as a kind of officially induced abuse of process. And that's indeed what it is. And Betty will have a chance today to say as much as she can about that process when she appears before three justices of the Court of Appeal. And for my part, although I can't be there beside her, I'll be with her in spirit and emotionally, and I wish her nothing but the greatest success in continuing to get her message out. So thank you again.
And finally, let us hear from the elders, the Raging Grannies, singing on the courthouse steps.
We have a new one that was just written for Betty today.
This is a world premiere.
For all of us.
Yeah, for all of us.
Which civil liberties would you fight for? Put your freedoms on the line more than ever before. She struggled to keep Eagle Ridge wild and free. She's Betty, the queen of BCology. Betty's been a fighter in her struggle to save the forest primeval from clear-cutting knaves, proving she's a leader when leaders are rare, and Betty does it all and with flair to spare. Betty was a nuisance, that was her crime. Judges can't stand a nuisance of the environmental kind. She has pluck and perseverance, her principles in charge. For Betty, all together now, we thank our lucky stars.
Written for Betty Kay, fast becoming the Green Nelson Mandela of the North as crazed prosecutors try to lock her away forever.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.